Welcome to day 289 of my Everyday Bible. This is Rita, your host from Hidden with Christ Ministries, and today we are going to be reading Matthew chapter 10 from the Amplified Bible. This is another one of the great chapters from the Gospels where Jesus himself gives power and authority over unclean spirits to his disciples, and then they go out and they preach. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, and they cure the sick and they raise the dead. And it's an amazing and exciting time as the disciples are learning to walk like Jesus walked. And then we will also hear some of the greatest statements made by the Lord himself with regard to those who desire to follow him, with regard to the calling on each person's life, and about surrendering your own life to the Lord and being willing to lose the life that the rest of the world chases after in order to gain a higher life in the Lord. So beginning today at Matthew chapter 10 and starting at verse 1. And Jesus summoned to him his 12 disciples and gave them power and authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure all kinds of disease and all kinds of weakness and infirmity. Now these are the names of the 12 apostles, special messengers. First, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, James, son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Nathanael, Thomas and Matthew the tax collector, James, son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Judas, not Iscariot, Simon the Canaan, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him. Jesus sent out these 12, charging them, "Go nowhere among the Gentiles, and do not go into any town of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, 'The kingdom of heaven is at hand.' Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. Freely, without pay, you have received. Freely, without charge, give. Take no gold, nor silver, nor even copper money in your purses, belts, and do not take a provision bag or a wallet for a collection bag for your journey, nor two undergarments, nor sandals, nor a staff, for the workman deserves his support, his living, his food. And into whatever town or village you go, inquire who in it is deserving, and stay there at his house until you leave that vicinity. As you go into the house, give your greetings and wish it well. Then, if indeed that house is deserving, let come upon it your peace, that is, freedom from all the distresses that are experienced as the result of sin. But if it is not deserving, let your peace return to you. And whoever will not receive and accept and welcome you, nor listen to your message, as you leave that house or town, shake the dust of it from your feet. Truly I tell you, it shall be more tolerable on the day of judgment for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah than for that town. Behold, I am sending you out like sheep in the midst of wolves. Be wary and wise as serpents, and be innocent, harmless, guileless, and without falsity as doves. Be on guard against men whose way or nature is to act in opposition to God, for they will deliver you up to councils and flog you in their synagogues, and you will be brought before governors and kings for my sake, as a witness to bear testimony before them and to the Gentiles, the nations. But when they deliver you up, do not be anxious about how or what you are to speak, for what you are to say will be given you in that very hour and moment. For it is not you who are speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will deliver up brother to death, and the father his child. And children will take a stand against their parents and will have them put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But he who perseveres and endures to the end will be saved from spiritual disease and death in the world to come. When they persecute you in one town, that is, pursue you in a manner that would injure you and cause you to suffer because of your belief, flee to another town. For truly I tell you, you will not have gone through all the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. A disciple is not above his teacher, nor is a servant or slave above his master. It is sufficient for the disciple to be like his teacher, and the servant or slave like his master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebub, master of the dwelling, how much more will they speak evil of those of his household? So have no fear of them, for nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, or kept secret that will not become known. What I say to you in the dark, tell in the light, and what you hear whispered in the ear, proclaim upon the housetops. And do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul, but rather be afraid of him who can destroy both soul and body in hell, Gehenna. Are not two little sparrows sold for a penny, and yet not one of them will fall to the ground without your father's leave, consent, and notice? But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, then, you are of more value than many sparrows. Therefore, everyone who acknowledges me before men confesses me out of a state of oneness with me. I will also acknowledge him before my Father who is in heaven and confess that I am abiding in him. But whoever denies and disowns me before men, I also will deny and disown him before my Father who is in heaven. Do not think that I have come to bring peace upon the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to part asunder a man from his father, and a daughter from her mother, and a newly married wife from her mother-in-law. And a man's foes will be they of his own household. He who loves me and takes more pleasure in father or mother more than in me is not worthy of me. And he who loves and takes more pleasure in son or daughter more than in me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take up his cross and follow me cleaves steadfastly to me, conforming wholly to my example in living and, if need be, in dying also, is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his lower life will lose it, the higher life, and whoever loses his lower life on my account will find it, the higher life. He who receives and welcomes and accepts you receives and welcomes and accepts me. And he who receives and welcomes and accepts me receives and welcomes and accepts him who sent me. He who receives and welcomes and accepts a prophet because he is a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. And he who receives and welcomes and accepts a righteous man because he is a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives to one of these little ones in rank or influence even a cup of cold water because he is my disciple, surely I declare to you, he shall not lose his reward. This is the end of today's scripture reading. In today's devotional, I want to focus on a subject that's not often talked about, but essentially it's mentioned here in the book of Matthew, in Jesus' words here in the 10th chapter of the gospel, and it's the subject of martyrdom. Jesus touches on it in when he starts to say in the 21st verse, brother will deliver up brother to death, and the father his child, and children will take a stand against their parents, and will have them put to death. And you'll be hated by all for my name's sake. And he who perseveres and endures to the end will be saved. And he begins to talk about a time in history when there will be such severe persecution of people who profess Christ as their Savior, who are professing Christians, who will, by doing so, end up being delivered up to death. In other words, there will become such persecution that people will be martyred for their faith. And we know that this occurred in the time of the apostles after Jesus' death and resurrection, when the apostles were preaching the gospel. There came such persecution even from the religious Jews, where many of them were hunted down and became martyrs for Christ. But this has not stopped over the centuries. There have been martyrs from the very first century after the birth of Christ, even up to our modern century in which we are living now. You can go back through church history and see in different parts of the world where people have been martyred for their faith. And the question that I want to bring to your attention today is, what if you were faced with such a decision? When someone asked you if you would acknowledge Christ as your Savior, and if you did so, you would surely die, but if you would deny Christ, you would live. Jesus said in the 33rd verse here in Matthew chapter 10, these words, and they're very compelling. In the 32nd verse, we'll start there. Therefore, everyone who acknowledges me before men and confesses me out of a state of oneness with me, I will also acknowledge him before my Father who is in heaven and confess that I am abiding in him. Verse 33, but whoever denies and disowns me before men, I also will deny and disown him before my Father who is in heaven. This essentially sets up a very important question for every single believer. If you were faced with life or death, and whether you would confess Christ or not to save your life, what would you do? There's a story that is told of some martyrs from the 3rd century, and these men were all Roman soldiers who had come to a relationship with Christ Jesus. Imagine, the Romans occupied Palestine in the time of Christ. They heard the preaching of Jesus. They heard the preaching of John the Baptist. We know this from the gospel record because even soldiers went to John the Baptist and said, "What should we do?" And they heard his preaching about repentance. And he told them not to oppress the people and many other things. And many of these men were baptized by John. And then later we know that at the crucifixion of Jesus, that the man who was a centurion guarding the crucifixion scene, after seeing how Jesus died and how blackness covered the earth and how an earthquake occurred and all these things that happened at the death of Christ, said, truly this was the Son of God. He came to a belief in Christ upon witnessing Jesus' crucifixion. So we know that there was a witness among the Roman soldiers, so that many became believers. So this story that I'm about to share with you undoubtedly came as a result of witness among those soldiers over the centuries. This came from a time around 320 AD. And this story was related in Leighton Ford's book, Good News is for Sharing. He told the story of what has been called the 40 Martyrs of Sebaste. They were 40 soldiers, all Christians, who were members of a famous legion of Rome's imperial army. And one day, their captain told them that the emperor had sent out an edict that all soldiers were to offer sacrifice to the pagan gods. And the Christian soldiers that were in that 12th Legion replied, "You can have our armor and even our bodies, but our heart's allegiance belongs to Jesus Christ." It happened to be midwinter in AD 320, and the captain had them marched onto a nearby frozen lake. He stripped them of their clothes and said they would either die or renounce Christ. Throughout the night, these men huddled together, singing their song, 40 Martyrs for Christ. And one by one, the cold temperature took its toll, and they fell to the ice and died from exposure. At last, there was only one man left. 39 of these men had all fallen. He lost his courage and he stumbled to the shore where he renounced Christ. But there was an officer among the guards who had been watching all of this. And unknown to the other soldiers, he himself had secretly come to be a believer in Christ. And when he saw that man break rank, he walked out onto the ice, threw off his clothes, and confessed that he also was a Christian. When the sun rose the next morning, there were 40 bodies of soldiers who had fought to the death for Christ and had lost their lives as martyrs because they would not deny Christ before men. Now, I share that story with you, though it's from the 3rd century, to simply say that over the centuries, even to our modern day, there have been people who refused to deny Christ before men, as Jesus talked about here in the book of Matthew. He said, "Anyone who acknowledges me before men, I'll acknowledge him before my Father. But whoever denies and disowns me before men, I will also deny and disown him before my Father who is in heaven." As I said earlier, throughout church history, there have been times when there's been great persecution of the church and many have lost their lives for their confession of Christ. And we're living in a day when there is increased pressure on Christians around the world. We have, even in recent months, heard stories of martyred Christians in northern Nigeria where extremist Muslims have burned entire churches down filled with worshipers, and they all gave their lives for Christ in that horrific fire. But that they are not alone. You can go around the world and do an investigation, even on the internet, and find stories of martyrs in persecuted nations where Christians are being persecuted and killed for their faith. The question is that if that day comes to the nation where you live, what will your response be? There have been some stories in recent times in the United States where there have been some massacres at schools where people have been murdered by gunmen who came into the school and shot people throughout the school. And there is one story of a young lady who, when the shooter asked in a classroom, standing there with his gun, if there were any Christians in that place, she stood up and said, "I'm a Christian," and he shot her in cold blood, and she was murdered right there. But she gave her life for that testimony that she was a believer in Christ Jesus. If you had that same situation happen to you, would you stand up and say, "I'm a believer"? Such was the case with that young woman. She was just a teenage girl, and yet Her testimony lives on as she gave her life for Christ just for acknowledging God before men. As we move forward in history toward the end times, we know from what Jesus has spoken to us through the scriptures that persecution will only increase. People will seek out Christians to kill them. They will be delivered up to death. And people hearing my voice right now may face that same decision, whether to acknowledge the Lord and possibly lose their life in doing so, or to keep silent and save the life that they have. And yet, Jesus said these words, "Whoever finds his lower life will lose it, the higher life. And whoever loses his lower life on my account will find the higher life." You know, if you lost your life because you acknowledged Christ, you would only find the much higher life that God has promised to you. But if you clung to this low-level life that we have that's just a breath and won't last that long in view of eternity, Jesus said, "If you deny me before men, I'll have to deny you before my Father in heaven." You'll end up losing the higher life that God so richly desires to give to you. The time to consider the level of your commitment to Christ isn't when you're facing the barrel of a gun of someone who wants to take the life of believers. It's now, as you're walking with Christ in your daily life. Are you willing to give all for Him? He was willing to give all for you. Think about it this week as you go through your daily life. If you were confronted, like that young lady I spoke about earlier, and asked, "Are there any believers in this room?" would you stand and confess, "I'm His"? May the Lord bless you and give you a victorious week.